With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Blossom end rot is one problem in tomatoes that is popping up right about now, which is surprising considering last year there was hardly any. Blossom end rot is the bottom of a tomato fruit rotting out and turning a dark black. It gets its name from the fact that the bottom of the tomato is where the blossom was when it was just a flower. This rot may look like a disease, but it is actually caused by the plant not being able to take up enough calcium. This usually should not happen because our bedrock is limestone, which chemically is just calcium carbonate, splitting into calcium and carbonate when it breaks apart to form soil. Almost all bedrock in Kansas is limestone, so there should be plenty of calcium in the soil for tomatoes to take up. Paradoxically, however, this can be why we are seeing increased amounts of blossom end rot. If there is too much calcium in the soil, it can hinder the uptake of calcium by plants, causing the rot. There are likely other factors that contribute to the uptake or inhibition of calcium in plants. For example, several calls to the office with blossom end rot as a problem have reported applying mushroom compost to the beds before the beginning of the growing season. There is a possibility, although we can't confirm it, that these mushrooms, as part of the compost, are binding to calcium or using calcium for their own growth, which would make it unavailable to the tomato plants. The good news is that even with blossom end rot, most tomatoes are still edible. You just need to make sure to cut out the rotting part of the fruit before serving. Calcium is primarily responsible for root growth in plants, so checking the root development of plants at the end of the growing season will give you a good idea of how much calcium there is in the soil. If your plant roots are underdeveloped for the size of the plant, you can assume that either there is not enough calcium in the soil or something else is inhibiting its uptake. Calcium is a positively charged ion, which means that it will be held in the soil easier if your soil has more clay. You typically will not need to fertilize very often. If calcium is in fact deficient, you can get calcium into the soil in a couple of different ways, but one of the most common ways for organic producers is eggshells, either soaking the eggshells in water and then watering the plants with that eggshell water, or putting the eggshells straight into the hole when planting the tomatoes to break down gradually over the growing season. Plants need 17 nutrients from the soil and all have the potential to be deficient, but blossom end rot is the most extreme looking result of nutrient deficiency. Other nutrient deficiencies will be less obvious. The four nutrient deficiencies you should learn to identify in your vegetable garden are nitrogen, potassium, iron, and magnesium. These four are the most common nutrient deficiencies I encounter. Unfortunately, nitrogen, iron, and magnesium deficiencies all cause yellowing of the leaves and are very hard to tell apart, so a soil test is typically necessary. For iron and magnesium, most soils will have these nutrients in abundance, but the soil pH will limit what the plants can take up through the roots. To amend soil pH so that your plants can use these nutrients, you will need elemental sulfur or coffee grounds to ensure that the plants are getting all of the nutrients that they need. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.